If you've a fancy to see your name in the next honors list...
I play the game for the game's sake, which in this instance doesn't seem to be particularly much.
Sherlock.
Yeah, very well. So I suppose it does present a few points of interest.
Matter prices. Must withdraw offer unless contract completed. Speed not essential. All other considerations secondary. Peter.
Excuse me, Colonel.
What is it, madam?
Sir James is asking for you, sir.
Well, of course. Bring me in a brandy, would you?
Your brother is in his bedroom, sir.
His bedroom?
Is that you, Valentine?
James, I thought you were feeling stronger today.
The police have been here again.
You shouldn't let them bother you when you're not up to it. Don't they realize what a shock this has been for you?
Their man was most insistent.
Oh, it's outrageous. Why did they come back, anyway? Well, surely you've already told them everything you know.
No.
James?
I haven't told them everything.
What do you mean?
Close the door.
Very well.
Now come here. I want to talk to you.
Sir James Walter is a man who's grown grey in the service of his country. He's a gentleman, a favoured guest in the most exalted houses.
A man whose patriotism is beyond suspicion.
Exactly.
And he has one of the two sets of keys.
To the outer door, the inner door, and the safe. The other set's held by the senior clerk, Mr. Sidney Johnson.
40 years old, silent, morose, and unpopular.
Married?
With 5 children.
Oh, indeed. Now, you've spoken to them both, of course, Lestrade.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holmes. At length and more than once.
And?
Well, I'll give you a copy of my report, but what it boils down to is they can both account for their movements for the time of the theft.
Sir James was in London, Johnson was at home.
I take it these papers are valuable.
Cadogan West could have got several thousands for them.
Yes, and so presumably could anyone else. Do you have any theories, Lestrade?
Oh, I do, sir. In fact, I must say it all seems perfectly straightforward to me.
Well, go on.
As I see it, young West had false keys. He took the papers to London, where he'd made an appointment with some foreign agent. But they couldn't agree on a price. West started back again, but the agent followed him onto the train, killed him, took the most essential papers, and threw his body out of the carriage.
Oh, that's good, Lestrade. Very, very good. Yes. Your theory holds together.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
But if it's true, then the case is over. The traitor's dead, and the plans are presumably already on the continent. What is there for me to do?
To act, Sherlock. To act. All my instincts are against this explanation. Go to the scene of the crime. See the people concerned. Use your powers. In all your career, you've never had so great a chance of serving your country.
This is where the body was found.
Exactly here.
About 3 feet to the side of the rails.
He couldn't have fallen from above. The walls are blank.
He must have come from a train. About midnight on the Monday, so far as we can trace it. We've got a witness who thinks he heard the body hit the ground.
Have the coaches been examined for signs of violence?
I checked everything personally, nothing.
Where did he get on the train?
We don't know, Doctor.
You don't know? Well, surely his ticket tells you.
There was no ticket on him.
No ticket? In my experience, it's not possible to reach a Metropolitan Line platform without exhibiting one's ticket. Perhaps the foreign agent took it.
Why should he?
Because it would show which station was nearest the agent's house. Excellent, Watson. What did he have on him, Lestrade?
Let's see. Purse containing £2.15, checkbook from the Capital and Counties Bank. That's how we identified him. The papers, of course. And 2 dress circle tickets for the Woolwich Theatre.
When for?
That very evening, Doctor, the Monday.
Curious.
He was taking his fiancée. She was the last person to see him alive.
Please, Lestrade, she most certainly was not, unless you're suggesting that she murdered him.
No, sir, but you know what I mean.
Only through long practice. Now, he wasn't carrying any key.
None. Duplicate or otherwise.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He realized that the keys were incriminating and got rid of them.
Possibly.